Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on Dukes and Bell. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in today for Carl Dukes. Man. The city should be buzzing right about now, man. Another hour down, another hour closer to game six tonight, State Farm Arena. Don't forget, we're going to take you right up to pregame coverage. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip-ish, 7:30-ish tip.
Well, I was told by Mike Conte, and he's the pregame voice, by the time they get to it on TV, it should be 7:45.
We have to say it the right way, though. Mike Conte, sorry.
So we get there at if I leave here, I'm thinking it's all about me. If I leave here at 6:45, you handle the last 5 or 6 minutes of the show, should make it on time. Should be getting there. My father, I am my father's son. Father's Day weekend, by the way, coming up. I posted an old picture of my dad wearing.
It'll be our version of Chris Mad Dog there.
So, you do your thing, but I got a picture of my old man wearing his Lindsey Nelson sport coat. So happy Father's Day. And Carl and I normally would say this so real quick. Hey, don't take it for granted, man. Spend time with your dad. And you never know. The family dynamics of times is heart feelings. Squash that stuff, man, because you never know how long you're going to have with your old man. As not a day goes by, literally. Every day I think about my dad, or I'll bring up, even today you and I were talking, I was bringing up something about my old man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And my old man was like, if you miss the anthem, that's on you, and that's a major, major malfunction, because if you're not, you've got to be there on time for the anthem for a sporting event. That was the credo, and so I live that credo, so I will be there tonight, come hell or high water.
See, I had a little different relationship. You know, I told my dad one time, I said, Dad, I'm tired of running around in circles, and he got mad and he nailed down my other foot.
That's a Rodney Dangerfield joke, by the way. Hey, man, it's going to be hype. We talked about the Martin Luther King jerseys, the MLK jerseys will be rocking. They're 11-1, as we talked so much about it. You heard, again, it was John Collins on with Randy and Andy. And they feel it. I mean, they feed off the energy, the crowd. It should be electric. I mean,
yeah, everybody get there early and get ready to go.
You know, it's Atlanta, guys. You know, our city will be late for our own funeral in this town. You just got to get down there, but get rolling, get yourself in the seats, because it's going to be fantastic. Steve Coonan is going to join us about 4:40. Charles Barkley, if you missed that, we'll replay it for you in the six to get you hyped for the Hawks. But Barkley does, well, he wouldn't guarantee it, but he likes us to come out. He says he agrees with you that those first 5 or 6 minutes setting the tone tonight is key.
Absolutely. Look, if I'm the Hawks, I'm coming haymaker, haymaker, haymaker. I'm trying to knock these guys out early. They're on their heels. They know. Look, they know it's not just elimination, but there's, again, we're starting to talk about legacy about the 76ers, about what Embiid and Simmons are and this and the other. They've tried every combination possible. They brought Doc Rivers in and said, okay, you know, we have all these coaches that we try. We, you know, now let's go get the guy that's won a championship and all this. And nothing has worked for him. And so this is, I think, more than just, you know, Philly gets knocked out again in the playoffs. This is about legacy now for what those guys are. And look, I'll be more than happy to stick it right to them. And I do think that at some point you see Bogdanovich, Herter, these guys get back on track. And tonight would be the perfect night. They need those guys to hit some shots early. Those guys were awful in last game. And it's funny because Herter was so good early in the series, but they got to get those guys making some shots early tonight.
That's what's so impressive, guys. When you go back to the comeback wins, 18 points down the other night, obviously the amazing 26 points, fourth greatest in playoff history, is without the three-point shooting, without, I think it was what, Capella, Herter, and Bogey went for a combined 12 points in Game 5. So, I mean, that just shows you we're not even hitting on all four. Let's go old school. We're not hitting on all eight cylinders, okay, with this bad boy.
Right.
So, and we're still finding a way to get it done. And you throw in the dynamic of the pressure, knowing that that, you know, that the sword of, what is it, Damocles? What was the old Three Stooges line? Is hanging over somebody, whether it's Ben Simmons or how they built this thing. Trust the process. And what's it amounted to? A whole lot of nothing.
I've never been Ecclesia's dam, so I don't know what.
It's an old line. Anyway, one last nugget before we get to the blitz is also the fact that, and Charles Barkley touched on this. I mean, we've got so much energy, weapons. Trey is a superstar. We did not have a superstar on the 60-win team. There was no superstar on the 60-win team.
No, that was the sum was greater than the individual parts is what that team was. But, you know, I was asking the question. I'm trying to think of the last time that there – honestly, I think the last time that there was this much hype about a Hawks game was that series against the Celtics, the Zaza
series. Yeah, going to seven against
that.
KG.
Yeah, I think that's the last time I can remember. Because, look, I think we all knew what the 60-win team was. We knew that this was going to be a good run until they were going to hit LeBron. And then – That team wasn't going to beat LeBron James. There was no way that they were going to win 4 out of 7 times against LeBron James that year. So you knew what the wall was. I asked this question last night. You look at what the Hawks can do. They've got the interior defensive guy. They got the best rebounder in the league. They got 3-point shooters everywhere. They've shown their toughness and resiliency. Why not the Hawks? Look at the way things are setting up. I mean, James Harden can't play right now. He's on the court, but he doesn't play, it looks like. Mm-hmm. No Irving. I don't think the Bucks are a mentally tough team. You see what happens with the Clippers losing Leonard. I mean, I'm not telling you that the Hawks are going to win this thing and make the run, but, man, things are setting up for the Hawks that if they can just handle their business, right, a lot of good things could still be ahead of the Hawks.
And we don't want to ever get ahead of ourselves because, you know, everyone starts getting that whole Atlanta-itis thing and, oh, don't. But it is true, though. It's hard not to peek a little ahead because you just laid it out. It's not the same Nets team. The Bucks, we don't trust Budenholzer to do things that he's going to, you know, in the half court and handle some of the things that we can throw at them.
Right.
So we'll talk more about it, guys. Plenty more on the Hawks. Right now, it's time for an NFL Blitz.
Hey. Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Sure does sound like the Packers are ready to move on from the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, doesn't it? I mean, they're the way they talk is, it's Jordan Love, man, and they're gonna until he shows up, Jordan Love's our guy.
Hey, you know what? If it's a poker game, Packers are not blinking so far. It's a long way to go till week one in the NFL. But I read the article. I think it was the Milwaukee newspaper. They were talking about it's, you know, as much as Aaron Rodgers has accomplished and how you go to 2 NFC championships back to back. And yes, it would be a tougher climb without him. Some Packers fans are over this because whatever you want to call it, the passive aggressive, his weirdness, you know, it's funny how history repeats. He's pulling the same crap that Brett did, but Brett had more charisma than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because Brett, and for those that are younger listeners might not remember, Brett would do the same routine. I don't know if I'm coming back. You know, he'd say something funny to some radio station down in Mississippi, and there'd be that whole hullabaloo, is Brett coming back? But eventually the Packers would, if you moved on from Brett, you'll move on from Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, by the time he got to Minnesota, he was damaged goods. What he did that year was unbelievable. By the way, the Blitz is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Yeah, listen, when Brett Favre got to Minnesota, the fact that he got through that season, he was damaged goods. Rodgers isn't damaged goods. This is between the ears. And I'll say this about Rodgers. I'm not denying how great he is, but I know he won the Super Bowl, but that franchise hasn't been – they've been one of the big under – you know, the Steelers and the Packers have been two of the bigger underachieving franchises over the last, what, 7, 8 years? I mean, look, you had the Buccaneers on your home field. You couldn't get it done. You got 3 interceptions from Tom Brady. Couldn't close them out. You know, and like it or not, man, your legacy of your quarterback is tied into, you know, what your team's success is. Nobody remembers how many passing yards Troy Aikman has, but they remember 3 Super Bowls. Right. Nobody knows how many touchdown passes Terry Bradshaw had, but they know he won 4 Super Bowls. That's your legacy, man. Like it or not, in the NFL, legacies, quarterbacks are tied into what you win.
I've done a flip on Rodgers because for years I used to say, I'd agree, the fact that you never really give them the skilled position players. It's well documented how they wouldn't go high for those kind of players. But in the past, I think, honestly, I thought Mike McCarthy blew a lot of that. I thought McCarthy, think about the Giants going in there and beating them in 2010 in Lambeau in the snow. I mean, there were some games that there was no reason that they should have lost.
Yeah.
But that, to me, I think McCarthy's tight. I think also McCarthy's reached his ceiling. You know, Aaron Rodgers, put Aaron Rodgers on the 49ers, you got a team that can win the NFC Championship, right? Put him on. There's a number of teams you throw. You plug him in.
Yes.
But the situation here is just reached ahead. You can't.
Right.
A franchise can't be held hostage by a guy that wants your general manager fired.
No, he drastically changes the landscape of whatever franchise he will go to. Pick whatever team he's going to go to. The only guy that would do it more is the guy that went to Tampa Bay and won the Super Bowl.
Hey, we hadn't worked together since, the day we found out we were getting the All-Star game when you were filling in for Carl last time.
Yes.
But since just a debrief, found out today that Richie Grant signed his deal. The only guy left is Pitts. That's nothing to be alarmed at, guys. There's a lot of first-round picks who have not signed their deal. Usually it's the haggling over the fifth round. But what do you like? I know you and I are generally on the same page. Carl, too, loved the accountability. What I was hearing from Coach Arthur Smith, he even mentioned like specific players, like nothing's guaranteed. Even a guy like Jake Matthews, I love. Now they got to do it on the field, but do you like the message coming out of the minicamp?
Absolutely. Listen, it's no bumper sticker slogans. It's none of this nonsense about where the Bears loose and we're doing right longer and all these things. Arthur Smith is a football guy. This is what he loves to do. And I'm not saying Dan didn't, but it's a different mentality. He's a business kind of guy. It's not going to be bumper stickers and, hey, am I winning the press conference? And, hey, we're 0-5, but listen, the Bears loose and we're sharpening our iron and our Hunger Games index is high and we've got brotherhood. That stuff doesn't matter at the end of the day. I mean, it sounds great. It makes for great radio and all that stuff. But if you're 0-5, what difference does it make? I don't care. I love the way Arthur Smith is kind of handling this team. I love the way that he's coming in with kind of his approach. And look, people got mad about what he said about Julio. He's absolutely right. What's he supposed to say? He never coached Julio.
Right.
Never spent a minute coaching Julio. What's he supposed to say?
I'm glad we kind of turned the page on that one. And you want to watch Titans games? You got the Sunday ticket or go to a sports bar? Knock yourself out. I mean, I'm excited because we've got a new set of eyes. I know I use that phrase a lot, but completely new evaluations. I thought it was last week we heard that Quadre Allison is apparently having a good mini camp. There's a guy that couldn't get on the field. Okay, if you can't pass block, teach him how to freaking pass block. You know what I mean? Let's work with some of these guys. The Quinn fatigue, to your point, I think everybody was over it as Falcon fans. Hey, man, it is a Friday. It's usually payday. I'm not sure how your pay cycle works. How about $1,000 for the National Signing Bonus contest?
Now it's time to reveal our National Signing Bonus code word. The code word is...
Code word for this hour is ROCK. ROCK. R-O-C-K. You got until 3:59 to text the keyword ROCK to 72881.
You going to do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. The ROCK says, I'm going to check you into the SmackDown Hotel right at the corner of Jabroni Drive and Know Your Role Boulevard.
John still watches a lot of wrestling, folks.
Oh, man,
ROCK goes to 72881. ROCK! ROCK out with your, hey, man, 72881. Win $1,000 in our National Signing Bonus Contest. One last nugget in the NFL. Blitz! I want to get your take, John, because when I get off the air at 7, I usually just start drinking heavily. I'm not listening to what you're having to say when you're not Hawks games.
I don't even listen.
No, it's not a personal knock, but what do you make of how the NFL is handling vaccinations? There's a lot of players that are sounding off on this. Joe Mixon did the other day, Bengals running back. Cole Beasley, the latest, saying that the NFL Players Association is, quote, a joke, went on Twitter and said, this is crazy. Did we vote on this? He goes, I stay in the hotel. We still have meetings. We will all be together. Vaccinated players can go out of the hotel and bring COVID back into where I am. So basically the idea is if you're vaccinated, you do have a lot more leeway. Carl and I talked about it the other day. If you're not, it's basically just like what last season was.
It's same old. Yeah. And Cole Beasley, by the way, has been out front on a lot of these kinds of conversations. He's had multiple things to say. But if you haven't got vaccinated, nothing is pretty much in it. You're tested all the time. You have to stay in the hotel, all this, that, and the other. There has to be a happy medium somewhere between all of this, doesn't there? I mean, that to me is what it is. You have one drastic side of it's the wild, wild west. The other is you're still in lockdown for all of it.
Right.
Somewhere there has to be a happy medium. And the NFL really NFL wants to make sure that
the rank and file.
They don't want anything bad to happen.
No, but the rank and file is as polarizing as anything else in America with this thing. Because, if guys, where are you getting your information from? Some teams have tried to bring in health experts to explain why you need to take the shot.
Justin Herbert said he's been answering questions from teammates. He was a biology major at Oregon, and teammates have been coming to him, ask him his thoughts about vaccines and things like that.
Hey, man, we will continue to talk about the Hawks Game 6. But next, we're going to talk some Bravos. It's our Braves insider, our man Joe Patrick, again.
To Mike Joe, baby.
See what he's got going on. We did get a win. We'll talk about it because Charlie Morton was
they
dealing.
They won?
Yes.
Wow.
Don't be such a stooge. Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on Dukes and Bell on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes as we're going to take you right up to Hawks pregame. Game 6 tonight from State Farm Arena, a sold-out, should-be-raucous crowd coming up tonight. Pregame will be right here at 7 o'clock, 7:30 tip. Steve Holman and Mike Conney will have the call for you. And look, it's going to be a great night in Atlanta. I think there's already a lot of anticipation from people. I know you don't live in the city anymore, so probably didn't get a chance to kind of see the vibe and everything about
I drive through the city today to get to work.
I'm not saying that you wave to people on your drive-in.
How dare you? Matter of fact, I saw an old neighbor of mine right in front of Dunkin' Donuts
Did you do the queen wave? Did you give him the royal wave?
I said, hey, Jimmy. But no, by the way, it is exciting to see people with the Hawks stuff. I mean, last time you saw Hawks flags on the side of the car, we talked about, you know, the city loves NBA. NBA playoffs always do a great number in town. We just haven't had anything to get that excited about. And last year, missing the bubble. A lot of people agree with Carl. I was like, I would love to have seen this team have that experience in the bubble. But now they're growing up, and you couldn't have a more difficult test than going up at the Garden and then being in Philly. And these guys have overcome everything. So we'll talk more about the Hawks. Our Braves insider, though, ready to rock and roll right now. Our man, Joe Patrick, is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
So we just had Chris Russo on until his cell phone crapped out last hour. He's making the Mets sound like they're unstoppable, and they've had as much adversity than we have. We're starting to slip, but first thing, let's talk on the positives. Last night, Charlie Morton, need more of that, brother. When's the last time we saw a Braves pitcher get into the eighth inning?
No kidding. I know, right? It seems like it's even going back to last year. You know, last year it seemed like only Max Fried was the one who could go deep into a game at all. And so, it was almost like surreal to see a starting pitcher still in there in the eighth inning. And hey, credit to Charlie Morton. I was kind of curious if he was going to be a guy who really started to struggle after, you know, all this foreign substance stuff started to get, you know, MLB is obviously doing their thing to try to get rid of it. And he's a guy who spins the ball so much. I thought that maybe he would be someone who would be adversely affected by it, but it didn't seem to be that way last night. He looked like he had the best, command and just was on top of his game as much as we've seen this year. So that's a great sign. Hopefully it can continue, but, you know, clearly the Braves are going to need to be able to rely on starting pitchers not having to, you know, nearly throw no hitters in order to win games going forward.
You're a little bit surprised they used Will Smith last night, 4-0 game. It's back-to-back nights. You know, I don't know if he's got any availability tonight. I know why he pitched the other night, because he hadn't pitched since Sunday. He'd gone from Sunday to Wednesday without pitching. But I was a little bit surprised he brought Smith in last night in a non-save situation, especially in back-to-back nights, knowing that you don't have a day off until, Monday? You don't have a day off until the 28th before you have your next day off.
Yeah, no, I kind of was surprised too, but I honestly think that it speaks to the fact that, you know, I think Brian Snicker, first of all, wants to try to build some kind of confidence in some of these guys who, especially, you know, Will Smith has struggled as of late. And, you know, I think that also it just shows that Brian Snicker really needs to feel like maybe a 3-run lead is a safe situation. A 4-run lead is not, but a 4-run lead might be a safe situation in Brian Snicker's mind for this team, because, you know, we've seen this bullpen, you know, blow some crazy leads so far this season. I think it just was important for him to make sure that they locked down that win last night, because, you know, if that didn't happen, that would be something that would be just as deflating as anything you could possibly imagine. So maybe that's the reason. But I'm with you, Chuck. I'm a little bit surprised, because I would think that it does, in fact, his availability potentially tonight. We'll wait and see what happens.
Again, we've given Snicker a lot of love because he had to juggle a lot of pitching rotations and deal with injuries in some of these division-winning seasons. But I got to be honest, Snicker's had some real boneheaded moves this year. I thought he tried to manufacture runs earlier. That's not his strong suit. And then, you know, calling out Acuna. Okay, Acuna made a mistake. He got thrown out by a mile. You know, Freddie did strike out. I mean, what was your take on this? I mean, because some people say, look, you give Dansby a pat on the back when he's aggressive, and you treat Acuna like the family dog sometimes. That's what it sounds like to some Braves fans.
Yeah, I'm glad we can talk about this. You know, I totally understand the frustration, and I would say that, you know, Brian Snicker, if you were to ask him today about that situation, he probably would not have phrased it in the way that he did in that post game. But I think, honestly, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, he's, you know, targeting Acuna potentially or whatever, but I really think it's just that was the last thing that happened in the game that drove him crazy. And so, you know, he was asked about it right away, and that's immediately the thing that he's reflecting on in that moment. I really think that, you know, it's not a lot more than just that. And I think there are lots of dynamics that play into this as well. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of the best players in all of baseball. Clearly the real guy who stirs the drink for this Braves team. And I think that, you know, Brian Snicker expects more out of those guys potentially. I would really just go back to it just being the last thing that happened. He was irked. You know, this team, I think it was clearly what he said was, to me, it was less about Ronald Acuna Jr. and it was more about the frustration starting to boil over in terms of what's happened with this team over the course of the season. It was kind of interesting for me when I was hearing it live. That was what was going through my head. And then I, you know, turned on Twitter and I saw that the way that people were reacting to it. I do think that, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr. can handle that. You know, like he has, like these guys have thick skin. I don't think that it's anything. I just feel like people blow it way out of proportion. I get why, too. And again, I will say that I don't think he would say the same thing if you were to ask him right now about that situation. But I think it was just a matter of the frustration finally boiling over for this team. And I think that that's really what it speaks to more than anything.
Our Braves reporter for 92.9 The Game, Joe Patrick's joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Joe, I haven't yelled at you. You know, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a while.
And, I know.
Look, it's been nice what Heredia and some of these guys have done, you know, substituting left field. But as Tim Hudson famously said, the back of the baseball card doesn't lie. Think they go out and get an everyday left fielder? You think that's now kind of on the agenda? Because I think they obviously know what the situation is or is not going to be with with Marcell Ozuna at this point.
Yep.
You think they go find themselves an everyday left fielder?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they have to look at doing that. Whether they do that this trade window or this hot stove season remains to be seen. I do think that, you know, I've kind of been coming on doing interviews here on the radio saying, and I've been a little bit throwing some cold water on some trade situations, but I do think that if the Braves are going to go out and make a deal, they need to go out and make a deal that's not necessarily just for the rest of the season, because the rest of the season, you would really need to turn things on, not only in a hurry, but then be, you know, 600 or more, you know, winning percentage from here to the rest of the season to make the playoffs or to get to 90 wins. And so that's going to be difficult as is. So I think that if this team is going to go out and make a trade, which they definitely could do, I would look at it more long term. And I think that that's where the outfielder plays in. You know, if you can go out and actually get a quality outfielder that's going to be part of your organization for several years, then I would be willing to trade away some top prospects for that, even though you're not, regardless, no matter what trades you make, the odds are stacked against you at this point that you're going to actually make the playoffs. I think the Baseball Reference playoff percentage for this team right now is at like 20% or something. So the deck is clearly stacked against them. But I do think that they have an opportunity in this trade window to do something that's a little bit more long-term. And Chuck, like you said, I think this team knows that Marcell Ozuna is out of the picture, not just for this season, but
forever.
Right. And so they need to address that immediately. You know, they need to address that right now. And so this trade, you know, this portion of the season, maybe not right now, but at least when they get into July, I think that they can definitely look at addressing that position for sure.
6.5 games out right now is our Braves Insider, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. It's a Joe Patrick with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. But yeah, that's it. I mean, we had Alex Anthopoulos on earlier in the week. Still didn't really get a straight answer on Melanson, although Carl says if you read between the lines, they just didn't have enough money to address all the things they did in the offseason. To me, I mean, you don't get a cookie for signing Ozuna. That guy was right up there in the MVP battle. You never could have foreseen where it went. But Alex, Joe, to your point, could not comment because of Major League Baseball and still the process playing out on are we going to reinvest that money, which isn't being used on Ozuna. I mean, you would say we're going to have to still eat, what, John, 3 more years on that Ozuna deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you need, John just touched on it, you need a left fielder. You need 3 relief pitchers. You need another starting pitcher. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, look, we know what happened. We blew it last year. We never got another pitcher. They should have forgot about the Cole Hamels experiment and got somebody big, traded whatever you had to trade to get somebody from the Rangers last year. That ship has sailed. So here's the question. What is the line in the sand when before we become the sellers and not the buyers?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I don't think that this team will actually sell in terms of, you know, trading away pieces. I just can't see that happening. I do think like the selling position for this team is to just not really make a move and just kind of, you know, bring in and get, you know, give more experience, obviously, to these young guys. And then, you know, in the media, they might try to pin it as like, oh, well, we're getting Travis d'Arnaud back. That's like trading for a catcher, you know, all these things. Oscar, you know, that's like trading for a pitcher, which is not really going to cut it this year. You know, we talked earlier in this interview, like this team really needs a ton of help and needs to turn things around fast in order for them to be in this playoff picture. So yeah, they can go multiple different ways, but I think overall what I'm feeling is like this team needs to, whatever move they make can't just be for this year. It has to be to help set themselves up for years to follow. And that could be, you know, trading a prospect like a Drew Waters, who, you know, obviously there's lots of, you know, lots of kind of hype around him, but you have to be willing to make those moves. And I would even, you know, when you go back to last year, I think the reason the team didn't end up bringing in a starting pitcher is I think that a lot of teams wanted Austin Riley from the Braves. I think that in the Clevenger potential deal, that's what I was kind of hearing, was that the Padres wanted Austin Riley involved in the deal. And now if you're the Braves, you're really glad you didn't do that. But I think that, you know, now you have pieces filled where you can maybe part with a Drew Waters, or, you know, I don't even want to throw whatever name out there that you want. But I think that this team right now knows the building blocks that it needs, and can afford to trade some of these guys. And we have yet to see Alex Anthopoulos really make that blockbuster move where he trades a lot of prospects for a top of the line guy. And I think that we could start, you know, I think this is the time where you need to start cashing in some of those chips, if you know what I mean, to try to bring in somebody who's really going to change the trajectory of where this franchise is going, because that trajectory was going up before this year. But now with everything that's happened, the Marcelo Ozuna situation, the injury, you really got to do something that's going to change that trajectory.
Well, we always appreciate catching up with you, Joe, man, our Braves Insider. Good job on the updates today as well. Brought to you by our buddies at Jersey Mike's.
And I didn't yell at you, Joe.
Yeah, good job, Chuck. abusing the guy. By the way, what do you think tonight, man? Think the Hawks get it done?
Oh, yeah. I full faith. Let's go, Hawks. Come on.
You're not selling me on this. I want to hear more enthusiasm. All right, that's Joe right there, man, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We got plenty more. Normally, we would do yeah, man, no, man. So I will do my Squidbilly impression, John, and I will throw some rapid-fire questions at you and Chris in the voice of Squidbilly. And we'll also talk about grilling. Last week, the guys knocked it out of the park. We had more great photos. And, I mean, if you're new to the show, we'll explain the whole concept of our tailgate at home, brought to you by Buckhead Butcher Shop. Also got to throw in a little story. Logan Paul wants to fight another former prize fighter. I'll explain that. It's on the way as we get you ready. We are your hype team. Where's Wendy Siren? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we're your hype team.
Actually, it's usually always here.
Where the hell is it? The button. Anyway, we'll talk more about the Hawks. It's all on the way.
I come in here, it's the first thing we play.
Dukes and Bell. Chuck Reese in for Carl, man. Get hyped.
Playing with your button.
All right, guys. Had a really good day. How y'all doing? You having a good day? We had woofs in our neighborhood last night. We had woofs again. You ever had a woof in your backyard? I was in my golf cart. We went up there to the clubhouse, and my neighbor, and we saw a woof. Chris, you ever seen one?
I haven't seen one, Mike.
No, don't settle to the bad Squidbilly accent. And for those who missed out, Squidbilly got hot because he couldn't pronounce wolf. And Chris and I got into it, and Carl was laughing in the background. Of course, I'm instigating this. And for those who are new, Squidbilly normally does a rapid-fire thing, and we joke
so
around.
So he pronounces it W-O-O-F.
Correct.
Right. Also, like, hell instead of hail.
Yeah, he was like, last night we had hail. I go, like, on Earth? Like, I mean, like
Tombstone?
Like Beelzebub? Like, yeah, what are we, like, I'm like yeah. blah, blah, blah. No, he's...
Hell's
no,
coming with him?
It was on what? The roof. We had hail. And I'm like, so we always have fun with Squid. He's in right now. The funny thing about this is, even though Squidbilly technically is taking a vacation day, he's listening right now. He's probably screaming at his radio. Well, screw
of course
you!
He is, yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing. So I will take this over in the role of Squidbilly today. By the way, normally we do talk about grilling. Mike Conti is off because he's going to have to get down there to do the broadcast with our man. Bang, Steve Holman. Carl is off today because he's got, you know, you got to use him or lose those vacation days. And so normally for guys that are new to the show, it's hashtag Dukes and Bell. Tailgate at Home is presented by Buckhead Butcher Shop. They're a fantastic spot right on the short side of Far Road. And I've got friends of theirs and Revere Meats. It's called the Cleaver and the Cork where I live. They're actually coming up to Alpharetta. So, John, I know you've grilled before, but have you got anything special this weekend other than maybe boiling some hot dogs in a water since you're a bachelor? What's the plan this weekend?
No, I mean, my daughter and I will probably go for Father's Day. I got to take my daughter to camp this weekend. So her second go round of camp for this. So she's a leader in training. So she's part of the staff and spends the night. So the weekend is kind of chopped up a little bit because I got to take her to camp.
Nice.
I guess tomorrow night.
Okay. I know that it's Father's Day weekend. You mentioned that, and one thing, if I'm sure Squid would throw this at you. Do you have a piece of advice? I'll start with Chris. Chris, our producer from Jersey, a piece of advice, fatherly advice that you still carry with you or that made an impact on you.
Yes, it is. Something my father said to me when I was very young, when he used to fight with my mother, he would say, Chris, it's the basket theory. You have certain things when you argue with a woman that you need to just put in your basket. And the basket stays in your head until the basket overflows. And when the basket overflows, you have a choice. You can start an argument and sleep on the couch, or you can empty your basket, go drink some beers at the bar, and relax.
So pick your spots, basically. File that. Whatever you're thinking of beefing, just file it away.
Yeah,
in
basket. My dad was taking me to White Crown Cafe, where his buddy Noriega, who looked like Manuel Noriega, was passed out face down in the bar. So that's how I spent my childhood.
All right. Well, my dad, now again, I've talked about my father on the show a lot. And Carl and I, one of the reasons that Carl and I got together, we always bonded when we first met. And he was working in Texas and, I was at another station. We both had dads that were just, tough guys. And, it was great stuff. My father was always, I can still do it. If you're watching us on Twitch, by the way, you can see Chuck Reed. Go to Twitch 92.9 The Game. And you can watch us in studio today. But the old man was always packing a heater, the coat for a cigarette for you younger guys out there. In the old days, it would have been a Lucky, and then later it was Marlboro Red. But the old man always, every story was always like, and it was like,
Did he have filters or was it unfiltered?
Lucky's were unfiltered. Okay. Marlboro's had filters.
Right.
But my dad used to joke around that filters were for, words you can't say anymore in this generation.
Because my grandma and grandpa only smoked unfiltered. My grandpa smoked unfiltered Camels, and my grandma smoked unfiltered Luckies.
But the old man would always, and all the great father-son speeches came at going to the ball game. It was usually at the 7 train or on the Long Island Railroad or, going to a Rangers game with my pop or, driving in the car going to the Meadowlands. It was always sports. And I've talked about my dad was a big racing fan, and we'd drive cross country to go to the Indy 500, and that was always a blast. Back in the old days when you measured a road trip by how many beers your dad drank.
Right.
Now, again, I know this sounds crazy in 2021, but it's Father's Day. You'd have the styrofoam cooler in the back of the Cutlass, the old 442, and the old man would be driving, cigarette, arm out, got the top down. Get your old man another Soldier. You reach over, get a Schaefer with the pull tab.
Yep.
And then, of course, you throw you drink the beer. And again, guys, I'm giving you a time capsule. We're talking 1977 here, And the old man would then throw the beer out the window and then look and go, I hope I didn't hit that Indian. Remember the National, the Native American?
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
ad
yeah,
campaign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were the Native American would be crying because you littered on the side
who
of the
Who was an
road.
Italian, by the way.
Who actually wasn't even a Native American.
It was an Italian.
Later, it was exposed in, amongst other things, the Sopranos. But anyway, what Father's Day, the old man gave me so many things. The old man, and I take it to this one, I talk about it all the time. Don't mess with, and I'm paraphrasing, happy. There's always goals in life, and I think you try to set things for yourself. But the old man said, you challenge yourself, but if you find yourself and you're really, really happy, don't mess with it. And that's exactly where I am, and it took me almost 50-some-odd years to be, I got a great partner, got a great, everything's cool at the office, we got a beer with our faces on it, I got a dog. I'm happy. I'm not messing with happy, I guess, is one thing I took from my old man.
You got the three P's, Mike. You got the pool, the puppy, and the pergola.
nice. That's a nice alliteration.
And to Mike's point, my grandma's brother on my mom's side, so my uncle Donnie, he only wore, to piggyback off this time capsule, he only would wear shirts that had, he would wear button-down shirts, but they had to have two pockets. The reason, he always had a beer in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and the two shirt pockets were for, one was for his pack of cigarettes,
right,
and one was for his next beer. And I swear to God, he would only wear two pocket shirts so that he could keep a beer and his pack of cigarettes on him in each pocket.
Nice. So, again, guys, in addition today to and over the weekend, because we know that some guys will wait till Saturday or maybe Sunday on Father's Day, where, as Randy Mack mentioned with Andy, he will probably be on the grill, let's be honest, Father's Day, and give Dad something nice. Don't give him something stupid. Give him something fun. But I know, Chris, I'm taking Chris to the United match on Sunday, so I know there'll be a lot of fathers and sons
doing
that.
Will that be his first? That's his first match,
Chris's
assuming,
first
right?
trip to Mercedes-Benz, by
nice.
The way.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, excellent.
But, hey, just speaking for Carl, who's off today, but he's on Twitter. You can follow him and put him up, C-Dukes, because Carl's dad was a career in the Army, and you know, Carl got to spend time in Europe and everything, but don't take it for granted. If you do, and maybe sometimes it's not even your fault, sometimes it's the family and the relations get sideways, but believe me, you want to make sure that you and your old man have got a great relationship. Or just give your, if there was no dad around, give mom another hug, and it's an extra hug for Mother's Day as well.
And it's funny, because last night on the show we had Ray Boom Boom Mancini, who, yeah, I talked to Ray a little bit off air. You know, you remember some of those moments. My grandfather, my father, and I, me, Dad, and Grandpa would sit around and watch boxing a lot on Saturdays and stuff. And I remember the three of us sitting and watching Arguello and Ray Mancini. Mm-hmm. That fight was on CBS. That was a CBS fight, you right. know, back when they would put those kinds of fights. There wasn't anything, I think it was pay-per-view or anything like that. This was right. 81, I think, when those two guys fight. But those are, like, I always joke, because, like, that's been my dad and I's bond, has been sports through different right. things. It's been, we still, when we get together, it's, you know, again, we're from Northeast Ohio. He talks about the Browns and Ohio State and all these different things. So that's always been our bond as well, has been right. sports. But it was just funny yesterday, because we had Ray Mancini on, and just thinking about those old fights and stuff yeah. that we'd sit around and watch.
It's funny. We got a bunch of buddies, and we have like a 14-man. We did this during COVID. We do like the Zoom calls with all our best, my best friends from elementary school. My dad was one of the guys who always coached the Little League team. And my dad was ahead of the curve. He would provide statistics like every 8 or 9 games, John. He would staple them together, and my old man would compute slugging percentage. He would have all this
wow,
stuff.
Like this Stratomatic.
Yeah, this was before yeah. whip and all the other
yeah,
stuff.
And like, wins like, above I was going to say, that's like Stratomatic. No, but get the stuff in the mail.
To this day, my old friends, Richie LaRocca, Don Scaglione, yes, it was in neighborhood New York, but guys, Pat Young, and my dad, to this day, my dad would joke around, he goes, you're my son, but Pat's my favorite player on this team. That kid's got all the tools. They still remember that. So anyway, happy Father's Day, a little memory lane for you, but do share those photos of the grilling, and I'm sure the dads will be on the grill this weekend. It's hashtag Deuce and Bell, tailgate at home, and again, we do appreciate you guys. You know, sometimes we do go down this road. We did this, you know, for Mother's Day, and we talked about it. I think, you know, it's part of the connection we make with the audience, so we do appreciate you indulging me, because if my old man was alive, you'd have loved. Oh, my. We'd have him on the show like once a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The old man was like, my old man, when you see him on TV in New York, he was a spokesman for the NYPD. So it was a big murder case. You'd see my dad on TV at night.
How long did your mom smoke? How long did your mom smoke?
She was a teacher. She didn't really smoke.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
But everybody on dad's side did. They're all Marines and cops.
But it's funny. Like, my mom smoked for a lot of years of my youth, and finally, I want to say by the time I was like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11, she just like quit cold turkey. But it's funny. Like, you and I are old enough that we grew up around all that. I mean, that everybody smoked. I mean, everybody in my family smoked.
Two things. If you grew up of a certain age, I'm 52, you were the bartender at a cocktail party. And the old man would be like, all right, you're working a bar tonight. And everybody, it was easy because everybody drank a 7 and 7.
Right.
It was easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Collins.
Oh, no, there weren't.
And there was pre-made Tom Collins mix.
There was no such thing as like 3 mixes in a drink.
Yeah, So, again, kids, we smoked, we drank, and, you know, we got slapped and smacked around. I think I turned out okay.
Yeah, it was 7 and 7 and Dewars and water.
There you go.
That was all you had to make.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. Georgia Bulldog Report. I want to get John's take, because I've worked with John in a couple of weeks, filling in for Carl, about what's going on with the playoffs. Are you a fan of the expanded college playoffs? Guys, the guy talking. Going down memory lane, brought to you by Hoots Wings. Hoots Wings, chicken wings, and other things. I'll save the story for later, because Logan Paul wants a piece of Mike Tyson. I'll get your take on that
and
later.
And more money to give away next hour.
Right. So guys, Hoots Wings, go to HootsWings.com. They've got our Hey Man Ale. And for the dads, get Dad a six-pack. Go to AconeyBrewing.com. You can see where the beer is all around you. And treat Dad to a Hey Man Dog Report next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.